Today's Tanya, for the seventh day of Tammuz, is at the beginning of the third part of the Tanya, Igeres HaTshuva. The four parts of Tanya correspond to the four parts of the Shulchan Aruch. The third part of the Shulchan Aruch is Evan HaEzer, and that deals with laws of divorce, of marriage, and so on, which generally is called the section, that section of laws is called Noshim. The laws that deal with women. Igeres HaTshuva corresponds to that part of the Shulchan Aruch that is called Noshim. And that's because in Igeres HaTshuva he talks about Tshuva, and he speaks of two levels, the higher level Tshuva and the lower level of Tshuva. They are represented by the two letters Hey in God's name, the first Hey and the second Hey. The first Hey is Bina, and the second Hey is Malchus. And those are the two feminine attributes in God's name. So that it's basically Nashim. The first Hey is Tshuva Ilah, the higher level Tshuva, and the second Hey is the lower level Tshuva. Perek Aleph, the Geres HaTshuva, it's on page 180. The number at the bottom of the page is 344. Tanya b'seif Yuma, we learned at the end of the Gemara in Yuma that shloisha chiluki kapora heim, there are three types of forgiveness with tshuva im kol echad, and tshuva accompanies each of them. Avra mitzvas eser v'shov, a person who violates a positive commandment. He had the opportunity to do a mitzvah, put on tefillin, make a bracha, or whatever, and he didn't do it, and then he did tshuva, he regretted. He is forgiven immediately on the spot. If he violated a negative commandment, he ate something not kosher, he worked on Shabbos, and then he does tshuva, then the tshuva is teila. The tshuva delays the punishment, the Yom Kippur mechaper, and when Yom Kippur comes along, he is then forgiven. So we see that gaining forgiveness for a negative commandment is harder than gaining forgiveness for a positive commandment, which would seem to indicate that the negative commandment is more severe and more important. So Alter Rebbe explains in the brackets, in the parentheses, Pirish, this means that although when it comes to doing mitzvahs, here we're talking about gaining forgiveness, but when it comes to doing the mitzvah, we find that mitzvah es is gedolo, that the positive mitzvah is greater, shedecha es leises, because it overrules the negative commandment. If you have to put tzitzis into a garment that is made of linen, and there's a prohibition against mixing wool and linen, so the halacha is that you do the mitzvah, you put the tzitzis in the garment, because the positive mitzvah takes precedent over the negative mitzvah. So it seems to be a contradiction. Is it the positive mitzvah more important, or is the negative mitzvah more important? So the Rebbe explains, Hainum ishum shalidekiya mitzvah seseh, it is because through the fulfillment of a positive mitzvah, mamshich eiv shefa beilu meselyeinim ha'oros eiv sev baruchu. Through the act of the mitzvah, he brings into the world a level of godliness that comes from a higher place. Although the negative commandment, by not sinning, you also bring godliness into the world, it's not only that you're not corrupting the world when you keep kosher or not work on Shabbos, but more than not corrupting the world, you actually bring godliness to the world. But in the refusal to sin, in not sinning, there is no act. And therefore the godliness brought into the world is not captured or contained in a physical act. And therefore it is not as revealed to us as in the mitzvah's essence, in the positive mitzvah, where the godliness is expressed into an act, and that makes it more revealed and more available to us. He says in the Zayah that the 248 positive mitzvahs are limbs of the king, so to speak, limbs of God, so that what we reveal, the godliness that we reveal to the world in doing the mitzvah, is actually bringing the limbs of the king into the world. that's concerning the world. The gamal nafshi holy keys, and also we bring a great godliness to the godly soul, kameshikosav ashikidishamu b'mitzvaysav. So through the mitzvah, we are sanctified. So there's a sanctification, there's a godliness brought to the neshama through the act of the mitzvah. Avalinyan tshuva, but when it comes to doing tshuva, av shemeichlam leha enish, al shemorad b'malchus yizbareich, although he is forgiven, when he does tshuva, he is forgiven and the punishment is removed. There'll be no punishment for the fact that he rebelled against God. V'le'osa ma'imer ha'melach, and did not obey according to God's instruction. And that's true in either case, whether it's the failure to do a mitzvah or the violation of a negative commandment. Mikol mokeim ha'eir neder. But, at the same time, when you don't do a positive mitzvah, that godliness which should have resulted from the act of the mitzvah is still missing even after you're forgiven. So the forgiveness is that you will not be punished for having rebelled against God. But at the same time, you're still missing that godliness or that light that would have resulted had you done the mitzvah. And as the sages say, on the verse that says that there is a misdeed that can't be corrected, what is this that can't be corrected? In the failure to fulfill a positive mitzvah, there is an element there that can't be fixed. Because even with tshuva, you can be forgiven, and the punishment will be canceled. But still, there is an absence there. There's a lack there, an empty space that should have been filled with the light of that mitzvah. The option is and although from now on he will be very careful and will always read the Shema both evening and morning, but the tshuva can't replace that which was missing in the one time that he failed to do the mitzvah. And this is normal tshuva, by the way. On a higher and more profound tshuva, even that can be corrected. But on the normal tshuva, the tshuva helps only to take away the punishment and to bring forgiveness. But it doesn't produce that which is lacking by the absence of the mitzvah. However, mitzvah says, the person who violates a negative commandment transgresses. In the act of a sin, he's not only violating God's will, he's also creating a blemish above for his neshama. In other words, the neshama, even as it is in its source, above, experiences the sin and is blemished by it. This blemish occurs in the 10 svides, in the 10 attributes of the world of Asiya, as he writes in the Zeha, Levushin Tekinas Lein Deminayu Parchanishmos and Lebnei Nash V'chulu. L'kach Ein Kapora L'Nafshei V'Lei L'Mailo Ad Yem HaKippurim. And that's why in gaining forgiveness for the negative commandment, there is no forgiveness for his soul here below or in its source above until Yom Kippur, even though he's done tshuva. But the cleansing of the neshama, the cleansing of the nefesh, of this blemish, doesn't happen until Yom Kippur. It says in the Pasuk that the Kayin Gadol on Yom Kippur should come into the Mishkan, into the Beis HaMikdash, and gain forgiveness for the holiness and for the tuma, for the unholiness that the Jews created by their sins. So what does it mean to gain forgiveness for the holiness? The holiness meaning the neshama as it is above. Lifnei Hashem titaharu, and it says, before God you will be cleansed. Before God means higher than God. Lifnei Hashem dafke, higher than the name Hashem. Into the, from the essence of God, not from the name. And therefore, we shouldn't learn from this, or shouldn't conclude from this, God forbid, that the positive mitzvah is less important than refraining from the negative commandments, or b'frat b'talmud Torah, and particularly the positive mitzvah of the study of Torah. The Gemara says that God can overlook the sin, even the sin of idol worship, but cannot overlook the failure to study, the failure to do mitzvahs. So far we talked about the two possibilities. Not doing a positive mitzvah for which tshuva helps immediately and he is forgiven immediately. The violation of a negative mitzvah where tshuva delays the punishment and Yom Kippur brings the forgiveness. Now the third possibility is if he transgressed a negative commandment for which the punishment is the cutting off of the soul or death by the court, then tshuva v'yema kippurim teilin v'yisurim memarkin. Then he does tshuva, and Yom Kippur comes and goes. The tshuva and the Yom Kippur both affect the sin in delaying it, but the forgiveness comes through suffering. A person suffers a physical pain or physical discomfort that cleanses the nefesh. Pirush Gemim HaKapora, what does it mean to cleanse? It means it completes the forgiveness. Hu Meloshen Mezika Ushtifa. And it comes from the term scouring and rinsing, or to polish the soul. Utzachtich HaNefesh. Ki Kapora Hu Loshen Kinuach, because Kapora, which means forgiveness, also is related to the word for cleansing. And that it cleans up, it cleanses the blemish or the unholiness that is created by the sin. Shenemar, where do we see that suffering brings forgiveness? Shenemar, as it says, Ufakadati b'shevet pishom uvenegoyim aveina. I will remember their sins with a stick, punishment, and with afflictions their misdeeds. This is all the statement of the Beraisa at the end of the Gemara of Yuma, that there are three kinds of forgiveness, and tshuva accompanies each of them. In today's Hayem Yom, the Hayem Yom for the seventh day of Tammuz, the Rebbe writes, my father taught that in my father taught that in Chassidus, the beginning is connected to the end, and the end is established in the beginning. And this is the idea of igulim, of circles, which is without beginning and without end. Yet, although it's at such a high level, where there's an infinity there, no beginning and no end, yet orderliness and system are crucial. The Baal Shem Tov was very systematic and orderly. The Magid, who was his successor, insisted on orderliness. And my great-grandfather, the Alter Rebbe, taught Hasidim to be orderly. We see this in his Maimorim, in his letters, and in the Nigunim that he composed. Hasidim, who had set times to come to the Rebbe, when he lived in Lozhna, and then later on in Ladi, were not permitted to change the schedule without special permission from the Rebbe. Any request for a change had to be accompanied by a justifiable excuse or a reason. The Rebbe had a special committee headed by his brother, the Behuda Leib, who was in charge of overseeing the order among Hasidim. There was another committee under the Mittler Rebbe, whose responsibility was to direct the younger Hasidim.